Hello and welcome to your BLT Bite. I'm your host, Evan Starnes. Now, over the winter holidays, I got a new toy. And that toy being what seems to be kind of taking off in the blind low vision community, the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses. And I wanted to do a little review of them here on BLT, as these things are a game changer, really, for me, and honestly, for a lot of people. So I kind of wanted to show you guys just a little bit of what it sounds like when you put them on and using a little bit of Meta AI. But first, I'd like to give you a quick little overview of these glasses and what they look like. Now, I picked mine up at Best Buy, and you can pick these up for just a little over, depending on the frames that you get, anywhere from $299 to like almost $400. I got the Wayfair ones, which are kind of the more rectangular shaped frames, but they also have wraparounds and they have kind of the more rounded look. I forget what they call those, the rounded ones, but so let's go ahead and kind of take a look at the case, and I'll give you kind of a brief description of the case and the glasses, and then, of course, we'll do a little demo. Now, these glasses do come in a really nice little glasses case. It's leather, and it has a nice little magnetic kind of flippy up kind of little flap thing that when you open it, if you have light perception, the glasses light up. But then when you put them on, you will also get an audible indication of their battery status. Now, this case kind of reminds me of like an AirPods case. So yeah, you have the flip-up lid that contains the glasses. On the bottom, you have a USB-C port. And then with the flap facing you, directly behind that USB-C port is a pairing button. And that button, of course, is used if you want to pair your glasses to a new device, or if you're having issues pairing your glasses to your phone for the first time. And when you take your glasses out of the case for the first time and put them on, you'll hear kind of a little sonar-like ping once they've booted up. That basically signifies that they are in pairing mode and ready to be connected. So I'm going to go ahead and remove the glasses from the case, and doing that is pretty easy. They kind of have like a little spring-loaded mechanism that keeps them in the charging case. Now, the glasses themselves are very light. I mean, they're maybe very slightly heavier than a regular pair of sunglasses. And once unfolded, on the left and right arms, you have kind of near where your ears are, you have little speakers. You can listen to music on. If you ever have used the Bose frame glasses, very similar to those. And on the right arm, kind of near the lens, you've got a long, skinny, flat button. And that button is used to take pictures and record videos. And the audio quality for recording videos on here is really pretty impressive. And the glasses themselves have 32 gigabytes of storage on them. In other words, you could probably fit an entire road trip's worth of photo and video on here and not even notice. And then you also, on the right side, kind of near your temple, have a flat little touch surface. You can tap once to play and pause your music, double tap and triple tap to fast forward and rewind, and you can also have a programmable command when you press and hold the touch surface. I have mine set to activate Meta AI. And then on the front, in the corners by the lenses themselves, on the right lens, you have a little camera. And then on the left, you have a privacy light. This light will blink when you take a photo, and it will glow steadily, I believe, when you take a video so that people know you're recording. In order to record these glasses, we're going to need to switch to some in-ear binaural mics. So the audio quality is going to change right about now. So I'm going to go ahead and put on the Ray-Ban glasses. And when I do, typically, if you haven't been wearing them for a while and you put them on, you'll get an audible indication of your battery status. But since I've recently been using these, it won't tell me that. But you will hear a chime, and then you'll hear another chime when they've connected to my phone. Beep.
All right, so they are now connected to my phone. Now, the thing I like about these is that when you adjust things like the volume using the touch strip, you get really nice audible feedback. So when you swipe, you can hear the volume being changed. Now, I'm not going to tap or double tap because I don't want it to play any media. If I hold down on the touch bar, it will activate the Meta AI assistant. So let's try and do some things. So we're actually standing right now in my walk-in closet, and I'm just going to say, hey, Meta, what's in front of me?
In front of you is a closet with various clothes hanging on hangers. There are also some storage bins and containers in the top shelf.
Okay, so pretty basic description. Now, the thing I like about these and the fact that it's using a large language model is that you can get very specific information rather than just a general description. So let's try this. Hey, Meta, look and tell me the colors of the clothes in front of me.
The colors of the clothes are white, light blue, dark blue, yellow, black, gray, beige, and various shades in between.
So yeah, we're just looking at a row of shirts that are hanging up. Now notice, any time it takes a picture, you will hear a nice little click, and the light on the front of the glasses will blink. Now the command, what's in front of me, did work, as you could tell, but typically if you want to ask it any visual questions, you need to proceed with the command, look and. Okay, so now as you can probably hear, we are standing in my kitchen. And the kitchen is full of all sorts of things to read and look at, but I'm looking for something very specific. In my hand, I'm holding a packet of what I know is Taco Bell taco seasoning, and I'm curious about the instructions for preparation. Now, typically, on the backs or fronts of packages, you know, where the instructions are, there's also a whole bunch of other things, like nutrition facts, and about the company, or what have you. So it's often can be, you know, if you're trying to use something like Seeing AI's short text feature or using the Apple magnifier to read, you're going to have to listen through all that stuff before you get to the instructions. This is really a demonstration of getting very specific visual information from Meta AI. So let's go ahead and say, hey, Meta, look and read the instructions for preparation.
The instructions for preparation are, 1. Brown meat and drain excess fat, then add water to bring it to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer while stirring occasionally. 2. Meanwhile, beat sour cream as directed on package. 3. Fill taco shells with the meat mixture, cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, and sauce. Let everyone customize their own tacos.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and flip the package around because I'm curious what it says on the other side. You can also just use the general command, hey Meta, look and read.
This is a package of Taco Bell Original Taco Seasoning Mix. Net weight 1 ounce or 28 grams.
And you can, of course, ask it for more information about the picture you just took, but that's pretty much it. Now, because this is, of course, you know, an AI assistant, you know, besides doing visual information, you can get it to, you know, set timers or reminders, or you can ask it for the weather or calculations. It is kind of limited, though, when it comes to just answering general questions, but nevertheless, it's pretty convenient and handy, and especially, you know, if you're wearing the glasses, you know, you have immediate access to that information.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little overview, and if there's anything specific you would like to see demonstrated on these glasses, let me know. feedback@aftersight.org, 720-712-8856. I'm always happy to demo whatever you would like to see. That being said, stay tuned for the full episode that will be coming out tomorrow. And we're not going to just talk about the Meta glasses. We're also going to be discussing a not so new. It came out in December, but still a very exciting feature with ChatGPT that allows you to have effectively live real-time image description. And I should also say that live real-time image description is also likely going to be, in fact, I think it's in beta now, coming to the Meta Ray-Ban glasses. So yeah, that's going to be it for this week's BLT Byte. I've been your host, Evan Starnes, and I'll see you on BLT.